Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's readings, we have a lot of choosing and sending going on, and this is very important. Our Lord in today's Gospel says, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go." And in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we read, "The apostles and presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them." I remember a friar we had who was a convert from Protestantism said that at a certain point when he was a Protestant, he realized that his preacher did not have any authority to preach because he wasn't sent by anyone. Now, in order to have the authority to preach the Word of God, you must be chosen and then sent with that authority. And that's what we see going on in today's Gospel. Our Lord giving the authority that he has to his apostles. "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go. And he who hears you hears me. And he who rejects you rejects me." And now there was a problem in the early church with those who were preaching but were not sent. They were teaching the Gentile converts that they had to be circumcised, and that was not the teaching of the apostles. And so the apostles and presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. And the ones chosen were Judas and Silas. And they said this in their letter, "Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us," okay, you see that? No mandate to preach with authority. "And so they have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind. So we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. We are sending Judas and Silas." And so they were sent on their journey, and they related the word to them. When the people read it, they were delighted with the exhortation. You see, the truth brings joy with it. And so in today's church, in virtue of ordination of holy orders itself, deacons and priests are sent by the church to preach everywhere, to bring the truth to the people of God so that they may have joy and freedom in that truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.